Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, December 12th, 2023. I'm Rob Dunwood. After just a few hours of deliberation, the jury in the Epic versus Google trial found that Google has monopoly power in the Android app distribution markets and in-app billing services markets, that Google did anti-competitive things in those markets, and that Epic was injured by that behavior. Google Affairs and Public Policy VP Wilson White said the company plans to appeal the verdict and that the trial made clear that we compete fiercely with Apple and its App Store, as well as App Stores on Android devices and gaming consoles. According to Reuters, Apple has offered to let rival mobile payment operators access Tap and Go NFC technology in the iPhone and iPad to settle EU antitrust charges levied against the company last year. The European Commission charged Apple with limiting access to NFC, causing a disadvantage to rival banks, mobile wallet operators, and financial tech operators in the EU. The Commission is likely to seek feedback next month from rivals and customers before deciding whether to accept Apple's offer. Ford is cutting weekly production of its electric F-150 Lightning in half in response to slowing demand and is telling dealers to expect an average of 1,600 fewer trucks per week in 2024. Ford saw demand for the F-150 Lightning grow in 2023, selling 20,365 trucks so far this year, a 53% increase from 2022. The trend in EV sales overall is up, but not as quickly as some automakers had anticipated. Ford lost $1.3 billion on EVs last quarter and is expected to lose $4 billion for the year. After several weeks of testing, Apple's iOS 17.2 is now available and is rolling out to all compatible devices. Apple has also released a new core app called Journal that is meant to help you keep tabs on daily moments you might want to remember or otherwise reflect on. Third-party developers can tap into a suggestions API to nudge users to create journal entries based on activity in their apps. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission is warning the public against the growing use of QR codes and scams that attempt to take control of smartphones, make fraudulent charges, or obtain personal information. QR codes have been around for 20 years but hit their stride during the pandemic and can be used for everything from opening a browser or app, downloading menus, and making reservations to online payments and signing into accounts via two-factor authentication. The ubiquity of QR codes and the trust placed in them is not lost on scammers who paste QR codes over legitimate ones, which lead to fraudulent lookalike sites that funnel funds into fraudulent accounts. Some Netflix users worldwide report seeing a strange TVQ-PB-101 network connection error between 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern on Monday. Netflix's status page failed to note the issues for a couple of hours before updating and then almost immediately going back to a green check mark, indicating the service is working around 8 p.m. Netflix hasn't commented on anything specific about the outage. Beeper's iMessage app for Android, which was shut down by Apple, is operating again with a bit of a downgrade. You'll need to use an Apple ID email address to send and receive iMessages on the Android, and there is no telling when Apple will shut down this version as well. While Beeper plays cat and mouse with Apple, it has made the application, which initially had a $2 per month subscription fee, absolutely free. TikTok recently hit a new milestone. With nearly 1.7 billion users globally, the video sharing app has become the first non-game mobile app to generate $10 billion across the App Store and Google Play. The only other apps to have achieved this are All Games, including Candy Crush Saga, the top earner with over $12 billion, Honor of Kings, Monster Strike, and Clash of Clans. And finally, Google is saying goodbye to Google Play Movies and TV as it has already moved Android and iOS users to the Google TV app, removed the app from every Roku and most smart TVs, and pulled the app from Android TV in October. Although Google Play Movies and TV will be gone for good in January, you'll still be able to access and watch all the movies and shows you've already purchased. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.